You'll do your thing.
Welcome, everyone. On behalf of Yeshiva University Undergraduate Torah Studies, I welcome everyone here today. I welcome President Joel, the presence of President Joel, Rosh Yeshiva, distinguished rabbis, family, Judge First, children of the Blechs, colleagues, students, and generally speaking, all admirers of Rabbi Blech. How many faculty members can boast the following? A close Talmud of the great Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, author of more than a dozen books, a teacher who continues to inspire thousands of Talmidim for more than 47 years, world-renowned speaker and lecturer, person who has meetings with the Pope, and of course, a guest on the Oprah Winfrey Show. We're here today to celebrate the great achievements of a treasured member of our faculty and community, Rabbi Benjamin Blech, Associate Professor of Talmud. When considering my opening remarks, I decided to gain insight, as I'm sure many of us do, from one of Rabbi Blech's books, to try to think about what I could say. I looked into the book, Your Name is Your Blessing, co-authored with Mrs. Blech, and I looked under the entry, Benjamin. It says as follows, the Hebrew for Benjamin is Binyamin, which means son of my right hand. The gematria is 162. The gematria corresponds to the Hebrew word Bitzelem, in his image. His phrase is Chein v'chavod me'Hashem, charm and glory from God, and his blessing, possessed of an extra measure of charm and charisma. He will be perceived in the image of God. I believe these words capture some of the many unique qualities of Rabbi Blech. It is now my distinct pleasure to introduce the President of Yeshiva University, President Richard Joel, to reflect upon his unique relationship with the Blech family.
Rishus, Harosh Yeshiva, distinguished faculty, the Blech family, I remember you, honored students, Rabbi Kalinsky, never do my gematrias. How can you talk about this man without doing a gematria, and you took my gematria? It's a terrible. So I'm done. In closing, so this is a very personal thing for me, and let me explain why. I mean, the funny way why is that I know that Rabbi Blech has written numerous books specifically for me and named them in my honor, The Complete Idiot's Guide. And I'm working hard at it, but I appreciate your personal dedication to me. Ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holides Yitzchak. These are the generations of Yitzchak, Avraham holid es Yitzchak. So of course the question is, what's the tautology here? These are the generations of Yitzchak ben Avram. We know that Avram is the father. Why does it say Avraham holid es Yitzchak? So many different answers. One stands out for me, Lufi Ani Astaiti, which is to say that don't think for a minute that Yitzchak was not the son of Avraham. And I don't mean genealogically, I mean spiritually. That don't think for a minute that who Yitzchak was not shaped by his being Avraham's son, and that what Avraham did, in addition to giving birth to him, was he was the father in every way that we think of Avi Mori, of us. So the truth is, there's no better definition of the mission that Rabbi Benjamin Blech gave himself, together with his best friend and partner of a lifetime, Elaine. his goal was to say, how do I share who I am so that others can be who they can be? And it's been that simple. It was that simple in the pulpit. It's that simple in the books. But more than that, it's that simple in the family. But even more, it's that simple at Yeshiva University. Now, I used to do a really fine Rabbi Blech impression. I thought it was inappropriate for me to do that today. 80 years! Who would believe I will share with you the single most unbelievable insight that I've had since the single most unbelievable insight that I had yesterday? Okay, I had to get that out. But let me do some of the... To be able to be a father and an active parent, to guide children, to teach, requires compassion and requires a natural ability of teacher. Rabbi Blech, aside from as husband and father, there's nothing that comes from every pore of your body more than teacher. And I don't accept your age. It can't be. If you're 127, I would talk about Sarah like she was at 100, she was at 20, she was at 7. But I will say that you're timeless, you're ageless. You've counted yourself out far more times than the Rabbona Shalom is prepared to count you out. And I think what we do today is celebrate the first two-thirds of your life. And it's a great celebration for us. You know that Rabbi Blech is a master teacher. I'll give you my insights, such as they are, and having been a student of Rabbi Blech for over 30 years, both in formal ways and in informal ways, both learning what to do and telling him what he shouldn't do. But he never listened, so it didn't matter, and he always came out on top anyway, so it was always wonderful. Rabbi Benjamin Blech has the capacity to both speak to your heart and to your mind, and to be able to convey a philosophy of Yiddishkeit that we define as Torah Umada, but in so many ways is just truly Blechian. He's been at JSS since it was JSP, 47 years of teaching here, and how many people live committed Torah lives now because of a relationship with him. But I would say even more than the relationship with him, his teachings have a simple profundity that you can't run away from. In other words, anybody can be an influence, hopefully we all try to be influences, and that really influences young people to say, like that person is, I want to be. But the truth of the matter is that the majesty of an idea and the majesty of Torah is inescapable once it enters the mind and the heart. But there are all kinds of barriers to it entering the minds and the heart. And Rabbi Blech is a barrier breaker that way. You all know this. He has the capacity, both in his writing and in his teaching, to speak with such clarity and insight that people on different madregot, people on different levels, people with different backgrounds, get to take profound lessons from him on their levels. On their levels. You can't say, here's a beginning class. Read the Complete Idiot's Guide to Understanding Judaism. Don't even read the book, Understanding Judaism. Read the Complete Idiot's Guide, which is written for someone, I've given it out countless times to people who know to join the faculty who aren't Jewish or things like that, to get an insight into Yiddishkeit. Right? And you can't read that as someone who even knows something without saying, wow, look what I get from this. Look what I learned from this. Now, full disclosure, I was Rabbi Blech's youth director for 11 years. He is responsible for me going into the career of Avodas HaKodesh, and let's make sure Chodesh Elul, we have time for you to ask Mechila of me for influencing me in that way, and that you also have time to ask Mechila of all of them who have been subject to the consequences of your influence. So I met Rabbi Blech, I think in 1975 at Camp Morasha, where he was the camp rabbi. Any of you remember Rabbi Blacha's camp rabbi? Any of you remember Tisha B'Av, Tav Shin? It's very nice, I do that too. But in the course of that time at Camp Marasha, Rabbi Blech came over to me, and he made the mistake of thinking I was good with young people. I just passed the bar, and I was starting my career as an assistant district attorney. And in talking, he knew that we were living in an apartment in Forest Hills, but we're looking for to go out to suburbia and buy a home. And he came over to me and said that they were looking for a youth director for his shul at Young Israel of Oceanside. And he told me what a wonderful opportunity it was, and I'd be working with him, and there are youth to influence, and he's hoping that more young people would move into the community. And I said, thank you, I will never, believe me, never work for the Jewish people. Remember that? And then he said to me very nicely, I think I'm quoting exactly, he says, jerk, they throw in a house. I said, I beg your pardon? He said, in addition to the work, they'll give you a part-time job, and there's a home right next to the shul that we used to live in that you'll get rent-free. If you want to see if you like suburban living, here's an easy way to do it. You'll be able to help feed Esther, and we can work very well together, and you'll see, and maybe if you really like suburban living, you'll find someplace else to live. I went for an interview. I'm sure through his intervention, I received the job. We were warmly welcomed by our neighbors two doors down, Elaine and Rabbi Benjamin Blech, and their extraordinary children. Extraordinary children. That's all of them, by the way. I didn't mean just one of them is extraordinary. They're all extraordinary. Tamar and Jordana and Ari and what's her name? And Yael. Really wonderful, and they really took us into their home and into their lives, and we developed an extraordinary relationship. But going to shul and listening to shiurim, and listening to sermons, and listening to all-night learnings on Shavuos from Rabbi Blech was just an incomparable experience that any of you who've been in his class understand. And understand that the way he relates to you primarily is not to say, oh, what are your deepest concerns about life? It's to say, I'm opening up to you a world of values. I'm opening up to you a world of values in ways that can't be comprehended in any other way. I was, I think, the longest serving youth director in history. I worked there for 11 years. During those 11 years, there was a tremendous influx of young people as people were looking for communities to move into, and Rabbi Blech's power attracted so many people, including most of our friends and therefore many people who work at Yeshiva University now. And I have to say, it was just an extraordinary time. It was a time of growth and celebration. We built mikvaot and chevra kadishas and eruvim and learning and loving, and it was really wonderful. I finally left being youth director because as youth director I had to report to the board of the shul and the president of sisterhood, and my wife was the president of sisterhood, and I was on the board of the shul, so there was nothing else to do. But it was almost like a Camelot period. There was just splendor there, and it was defined not by gematria, but by Torah and commitment and example and love. And on behalf of Yeshiva University, I have to say, I know people who were my contemporaries who had you as a teacher, who are from today and are contributing to the world in immense ways, and will talk to me about what it was that you taught them and that you continue to teach them. So on behalf of all of us at Yeshiva University, thank you for the first 47 years. Thank you for your enlightening the world. Thank you for going to the same Pesach program that I'm going to this year, so I'll be able to learn from you some more. This is a community that's busy running around, and we don't often enough take time to even know each other, much less appreciate each other. Everybody here and hundreds more just want me to serve as a spokesman to say to you, God bless you and give you health, and stay close to us and enjoy your extraordinary wife and your wonderful family of Me'ev Esrim. Mazel tov.
Our next speaker is a Talmud from the 70s, Dr. Jonathan Kuznets, is here to reflect upon that time as well.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, says that a person who teaches his fellow's son Torah, it's as if he bore him himself. And this is the epitome of my relationship with my Rebbe, Rabbi Benjamin Blech. My formal Jewish education began approximately 50 years ago in the Talmud Torah of the Young Israel of Oceanside. The first day of class, the principal of the Talmud Torah, Rabbi Blech, came into our class to teach us Aleph and Beis. So my education began with Rabbi Blech teaching me Aleph Beis. Number of years went by, and it was time for a bar mitzvah. My bar mitzvah teacher was Rabbi Blech. Time went on. I became more and more interested in higher Jewish education. Rabbi Blech came to me and said, I've arranged through the shul that we're going to have a scholarship program, and we want you to go to the Torah Leadership Seminar sponsored by Yeshiva University. So I went to the Torah Leadership Seminar, thanks to Rabbi Blech and his efforts, and I came back from that and decided that I wanted to continue my Torah education at Yeshiva University. I came to Yeshiva University as an undergraduate, and I was privileged to have Rabbi Blech as my teacher for Chumash, for Hashkafa, for Gemara. I still tell people to this day, this was over 30 years ago. Thank God I've learned a few more Gemaras since the second parak of Kedushin that we learned that year, but I still feel that I know that Gemara better than any other Gemara that I've ever learned. The rabbi was my Masada Kedushin at my wedding. He read the Kriyas Hashem at my son's bris. So we have a long-standing relationship, and as the Gemara says, it's as if he's my own father. And I speak, I think, for thousands of our other Talmidim who feel the same way. It's been an honor and a privilege to be asked to just share a few memories of my life, my spiritual life, my educational life, and my personal life spent with Rabbi and Mrs. Blech. And I thank you for everything, and I thank you for the ability for me to stand here today.
We now have a short slideshow presentation.
Thank you. next speaker is University Professor at Yeshiva University, also a longtime friend, colleague of Rabbi Blech, Rabbi Jacob Schachter.
Brishos, Rabbi Blech, members of the family, President Joel, Rosh Yeshiva, members of the administration, members of the faculty, Talmidim. I'm very touched and humbled by this opportunity to share a few words in honor of our guest of honor today. And I think that the reason why I was Zoche is because I'm probably one of the very few who can actually say that I was Rabbi Blech's rabbi. It's hard to be the rabbi of the rabbi, the Hei HaYediyah, but the Blechs, the rabbi in Elaine, came to the West Side a number of years ago, moved into our neighborhood, and I was the rabbi of the Jewish Center, and I very much welcomed this extraordinary gift, and went out of my way to express the tremendous feelings of admiration that I had to Rabbi Blech. I gave him my Aseres HaDibros Aliyah, I gave him my Shira Aliyah. I invited him to walk in front of me when we walked around the shul for Hishanis. I recognized who we had and was very honored. And I also welcome members of the Jewish Center who are here in your honor, who have come. You know, we say 37 years in a shul and 47 years in our institution. Your BA is from here, your smicha is from here. So that translates into many, many thousands of people. And what we see here today is a tiny representation of the many thousands of people that you have touched in the course of your extraordinary career. And it's wonderful that we have a chance to reflect on it for a few moments and to publicly give you the recognition that you deserve, and even more so the Hakaras HaTov that you deserve on behalf of so many people who you have changed in so many different ways, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. The words are simple, but they stand for so much. A rabbi, teacher, an author, an educator, a lecturer, a communal leader, over 12 books, translates into 500,000 copies. That's a lot of books. That's a lot of people who are reading what you have to say. Scholar in residence in hundreds of shuls. That's hundreds of thousands of people who hear what you have to say. And the videos and the tapes, ads and ads and ads. And Baruch Hashem, it's an incredible birthday. And I'm mispalel all the time for Binyamin Ben Gittel, and many of us over, and what a bracha that you have reached this stage, and it's extraordinary. I want to do what you would do in such an occasion, and that is to go to the parsha and find something that directly speaks to you and to your accomplishment. And there's a very small, tiny, little, what appears to be a minor detail that I want to reflect upon in your honor. Yitzchak tells Esav to bring food, and Rivka overhears and dresses up Yaakov. Yaakov comes in with the food. Vayavu alav vayomer avi vayomer hineni miyato bini. Vayomer Yaakov alav vanoch Esav bechorecha. Osisi kasher dibarto elai. Wow, it was just a few minutes ago that I sent you on your mission, and now all of a sudden you came back. How were you able to do this so quickly? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam helped me. At which point, Vayomer Yitzchak el Yaakov, Gishona v'amushcha b'ni, ha'atoze b'ni Esav imo. So Rashi wonders what prompted Yitzchak all of a sudden to be choshesh and to suspect that maybe the young man standing in front of him is not Esav. Something happened that he became suspicious and said, "Gushana v'amushcha b'ni, are you taka Esav. So Rashi explains that Amar Yitzchak belibo ain derech Esav liyo shem shamayim shagru b'fev. V'zeh Amar ki yikra shem alokech alufanai. Something obviously went wrong with the carefully conceived and elaborately executed plan, because he mentioned God's name. And Yitzchak knew that this Esav doesn't talk this way. Something is a little bit strange. I have to check this out. My father, Zichrono Levracha, asked, didn't Yaakov also know that ain derech Esav liyo shem shamayim shagru b'fev? Yaakov knew who his brother was. Why mention God's name and potentially jeopardize the entire mission that he and his mother so carefully constructed in order to be able to get the brachas? He also knew ain derech Esav liyo shem shamayim shagru b'fev. He could have lost the whole thing after all the effort. He knew what Yitzchak knew. He knew that potentially it might be lost. And my father suggested something that Rav Benny, Rabbi Blech, to me really encapsulates the core of who you are and why you're such an important role model for so many of us, your Talmidim and your colleagues. Why your life is such an extraordinary life, because Yaakov Avinu taught us the following. We want the brachas of the world around us, and we're entitled to the brachas of the world around us. We want v'yitnu lecha elokim mitalo shamayim u'mishmanei ha'aretz. And sometimes we have to act in ways, and sometimes we dress up in ways, and we want to be part of that, and it's okay. We want to live a comfortable life, and we're entitled to live a comfortable life. But there's one tanai kaidim l'maisa. And the tanai kaidim l'maisa is never ever, never ever to compromise on the Shem Hashem. And if by saying ki hikra Hashem alakach lefanai, I'm going to lose all the brachas, so be it. There's no way that we can have the brachos without front and center le'eneinu constantly ki hikra Hashem alakach lefanai, the Ribbono Shel Olam is central. And for us and for me, Rav Benny, you represent this incredible combination. To live in the world, to be effective in the world, to care about the world, to contribute to the world, to be a part of the world, and constant shivisi Hashem leneged einecha. What you represent is that these two go hand in hand. That you can make a contribution to the world at large through all the newspaper articles and Newsday and New York Times and Newsweek and all the TV appearances and going all over the world, Far East, Near East, all over the world, representing engagement with the world at the highest level, and in your message at the top is ki hikra Hashem alokecha lefanai. And what a model that is. You don't have to give up one for the other. We could live both. And we could live both with elegance and with majesty and with pride and with dignity. And that's what you are, and that's what you represent. And what a bracha. What a bracha for us and our yeshiva. You've been so much a part of our yeshiva. You've inspired thousands and thousands. Who could say, how many people could say that they've inspired hundreds of thousands of people? It's a chazak. Hundreds of thousands of people. And you have, and we look up to you for that. So 80 is a big birthday. So 80 is bigamatria. Hu chacham. 80 is bigamatria hatova hagadola. You're a huge tova for us, Rabbi Blech, a huge tova. For your family, for your friends, for your neighbors, for our yeshiva, for Klal Yisrael. 80 is bigamatria kol ohavav. It's not just kol of those who respect him, but ohavav, you're a wonderfully warm person. You draw us to you. There's a warmth, there's a love, there's an ahava, there's a personal connection. And that's why you've been so successful as a Rebbe, because it's not just giving over information, it's creating relationships. 80 is bigamatria lakol. Your influence is all over the place. Who could say that? It's in the Beis Medrash, it's outside of the Beis Medrash, it's in the synagogue, it's outside of the synagogue. And for me, the most precious gematria of 80 is the word old. Ayin Vav Dalet, and there's more to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Denny, should give you many continued years of good health and warmth and gezint and nachas and kayach to be who you are and to continue to be who you are and to be for us such a great source of pride, such a great source of admiration, and allow you to continue that message to represent the world and represent the centrality of God. Mazel Tov.
I call upon Rabbi Menachem Penner, the acting dean of REITS, to present a token of our appreciation to Rabbi Blech.
I'll ask you to come up in just 1 second, and then we'll have a few words from Rabbi Blech, which I'm sure will be stirring. We've heard some very, very powerful, powerful Divrei Torah. I'm glad for the fellows who are able to be here. It's a very, very inspiring event. As someone who's also involved in shul and also involved in chinuch, it's a very, very inspiring event. It's just the latest in all of the things that you've done, Rabbi Blech, but just this event itself is very moving, and it's one that really inspires us. And I just want to add one more number. 1966, not a year that I remember well. But 1966 is when he started here. And it's a different world. It's been generations of students. And Rabbi Blech is still as successful and as powerful and as impactful as he ever was. Our rabbis tell us that Yitzchak had to look like his father. Rav Amital suggested, I think the Rav suggested this as well, I'm sorry that I don't know the reference, but it's because people said at the time that there was no way that this was going to get passed on. It was a beautiful tradition, a beautiful idea that Avram has, but it's going to go with him. That was 1966. And Yitzchak looks just like Avram. To tell us that, no. Certain people, through their grit, through their personality, through their charisma, are going to make sure that there are children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And you're one of those people, Rabbi Blech. Since 1966, you've graced our institution. And we all just hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you many, many more years of good health and wonderful things in your family and the ability to keep inspiring, because every year you're getting better, Rabbi. Every single year. If you want to just join me at the front. This beautiful plaque reads, Ben Shmonim Legvura, presented to a true Gibor, Rabbi Benjamin Blech, on the celebration of your 80th birthday. We applaud your 47 years of dedicated and devoted teaching, sincere commitment to your students, and inspiring insights at Yeshiva University. October 30th, 2013, Chaf Vav Cheshvan, Tavshin Ayin Dala.
You're sure I'm not dreaming? I cried during the middle of the ceremony. I put myself together to be able to speak and to respond for something that is so incredible there are no words to describe it. I know that numerous times at Yeshiva I have seen something similar, but the recipients of the praise was lying in a box, horizontally and not vertically. We tend in life to appraise and to praise people once they're no longer here, to do it while the person can still hear, enjoy, and feel the tremendous privilege of knowing that other people appreciate your existence is beyond description. Last week, I had the great opportunity of being in Monterrey, Mexico. It was a worldwide conference. I spoke before 15,000 people. I was not nervous. Today, I am, because how can I really convey my appreciation to everyone here? I look at the Rosh Yeshiva. I look at President Joel. I look at my family. I look at some people that I had as students years back. I look at some prominent rabbinic figures who traveled great distances to be here today. I sent them a pro forma invitation. I never believed they would actually show up. I am just overwhelmed. And I want to put it into perspective by way of a story that I heard that made a tremendous impact on me, and I think defines my life. Years ago, there was a member of the Knesset when Menachem Begin was prime minister, whose name was Shmuel Tahari. At that time, Israel was going through a tough economic time, and Tahari wanted to ensure that the population would be diminished so there'd be not so many demands upon the food that was limited and the other facilities that Israel at that time had. And he wanted to get Jews, Israelis, to allow abortion. And he once had the chutzpah to meet with Rav Aryeh Levin, the tzaddik of Yerushalayim, and the greater chutzpah to engage him in debate. And he said, "I don't understand. You're allowing people to bring children into the world that can't be taken care of properly. I think you should rethink your position." And the tzaddik of Yerushalayim said to him, "It's interesting that you bring that up, because years ago, there were two people, man and a woman, mother and father, who came to me with the same question. They had one child. The mother was going to school. The father was going to school. And the wife became pregnant. And they didn't know if they could go through with it. And they asked me if it might be permissible for them to have an abortion." And the tzaddik of Yerushalayim said, "Chas v'sholom." And they asked why. And he said, "Well, first of all, you only have one child, one sex. You need two by halacha. Second of all, you're worried about having to feed the child, take care of it. You have to have emunah, you have to have trust in God. But third of all, if you're pregnant, the neshama was created, and the neshama has a mission. That mission can't be performed by anyone else. Therefore, you must let that child live." So, Shmuel Tahari asked the rabbi, "Did they listen to you?" And the Rebbe said, "Yes." And Tahari asked, "And did that child fulfill his mission in life?" And Rav Aryeh Levin said, "You will have to answer that question, because the people who came to me were your parents, and you are the child that lived because I gave that psak. Do you fulfill your mission?" I thought about that so many times in my life. It's the ultimate question. It's the first question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked when he said, "Ayeka." And what he really meant is, where are you? Where is the real you? And what is happening to the real you? Are you the real you? Are you allowing that real you to express itself, to come to the forefront? I realized years ago what you said, Richard, was so on the mark. And Rabbi JJ, and everyone who spoke. I have a mission in life. I realize that, and I have to fulfill that mission. I came to you 2.5 years ago, Richard, and I was shaken up. I can say it now, and I say it publicly. I had taken a physical examination. The doctor said, I need to see you and your wife together, which doesn't sound good. And I went to see him. He said, I regret to tell you that you have a fatal disease for which there is no cure. I shared that with you, JJ, and that's why you've been saying Mishaberach for me for all these years. And that was 2.5 years ago. At that time, I got on the internet and I looked up the name of my disease, and it says from the time of diagnosis, you usually have 6 months to live. And so I came crying to you. And I tried to put my affairs in order, but I had an interesting decision to make. You've all read about the bucket list. If you know that you're going to go, what do you want to do with the bucket list? I thought to myself, so what do I want to do if I really only have 6 months to live? Do I want to go off to the islands and have a drink in my hand and relax in the sand? What is my dream? And so I began to think about what gives me the most nachas, what gives me the most fulfillment. And I said, well, teaching Torah, speaking, preaching, writing. Hey, wait a second. That's what I'm doing. That's what my life is. I gave Shevach V'Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I continued doing exactly what I'm doing. And I've been going for regular checkups, and the last time I went, the doctor said, we don't understand it. We do not understand it. You haven't gotten worse. Where you are is where you are. Incredible. And I said, doctor, I want to tell you, I'm on an ancient medication. And he said, what is that? I said, I am on a medication that's thousands of years old, invariably proved successful. Say Tehillim, and countless people are saying Tehillim for me. And this year's crop of students don't even know the story, because thank God, I feel fine. I think I look fine, vital, in terms of energy. I teach the classes with the same dedication that I did when I first came in 1966. I think the real pshat in the vision that God showed Moshe Rabbeinu when he first appeared to him at the sneh, a vision of a sneh bor ba'esh v'sneh in enu kol. I mean, why do you have to give him that vision? Is that the biggest trick you have in your arsenal, God? I mean, you could have shown so many different miracles. What is the point of showing him precisely that vision of a bush burning and it's not consumed? And I think the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, listen, I want you to work for me. I want you to be my Moshe Rabbeinu, the teacher of the Jewish people. And I promise you this. If you will work for spirituality, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Torah, just like the bush, you will never suffer from burnout. I do not suffer from burnout. Baruch Hashem. With all of my koach, with all of my being, I want to continue to do what I've been doing. You're going to say to me now, Richard, where's the gematria? So, if you allow me from last Sedra, Vayiyu Chayasora, Meir Shonim, Yes Mishonim, Yishav Shonim, so they break it up. What I think most fascinating is Baal HaTurim, who says, Vayiyu Chayasora, Vayiyu was 37. Because Sarah finally had the fulfillment of her dream when she was 90 years old, and she lived to 127, which means Vayiyu and Zigiven Zot Gilek, she really was. She was fulfilled for 37 years. So I'm glad you put both numbers down, 47 and 80. 80 is my biological age, and 47 represent the number of years I've been teaching here, where you are my children, Tamidim or Banim. So people ask me, you know, you don't look 80. I say, I should look 47. Because those are the number of years for my ability, for my privilege to teach you. And there is no greater blessing. These years could not have been achieved, as anyone will tell you. And for those young people who are sitting here, I want you to know, you will need a partner in life. You must have a partner who helps you,
helps you through the tough times and gets you to be who you can be in the good times. And Baruch Hashem, I have had such a partner, and Elaine is sitting here, and I want to thank you profusely for allowing me to become what I have become. I have children, two of whom made Aliyah in Eretz Yisrael, and they couldn't make the trip. But my other two, Ari and Yael, are here, and you are my blessing, and Eliana and Daniel, grandchildren, are here, and you are my blessing in addition to everyone else who is here. And so, I want to conclude in honor of Richard Joel and tell you that what I have told you is the single most significant concept you will ever hear in Judaism and from any rabbi, no matter where. I almost caught, did myself as well as Richard. I look out and I cannot believe that the Rosh Yeshivas are here and you pay me this tribute. I can't put into words what that means to me. It is absolutely an honor that is beyond description. And Talmidim, that you have come here. One more gematria. Laman yirbu yamechem, so that your days be increased. How long? How long? Did you realize that the gematria of yamechem, yud mem yud chaf mem, is exactly 120? And so therefore I accept your great and wonderful wishes. And I pray that at Me'ev Yasser Shana, I will have the opportunity to fulfill my mission in life. I thank you for doing something so rare and so beautiful, expressing appreciation while I'm still alive to hear it. Thank you so very much.